Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. However you choose to listen to these Holy Commutes podcast, it's Friday, April 8th, and it's I'm back, me, Skylar Burt. Before I start, let me not get too far ahead of myself. How Fridays are going to work here, I got the first two, and then we got Sam Skippy, a legend of Holy Commutes podcast. He's got that the third week, and then rounded us up in the fourth week, taking us home, Justin Tompkins. So, with me today, let's get to it. I'm way too excited right now. I'm sorry. I've had to try this intro like four times, I think, and I'm sticking with this one, so I'm sorry if it's bad. But with me today, he's a Texas State medium pitch state champion. He's played up in New York in leagues where he's been a runner-up. He's also a fantastic and a great teammate of mine that I will only play with in Texas. Only guy I will not ever play against is this man right here. But Tom Gannon, could he be the new Iron Man? It's not Tom. I can tell you that. Tom's not on here today. With me today is my buddy Lance, a.k.a. Lance Bond.
What's up, brother? I made it, man. Thank you. This is fun.
I'm excited, dude. I've been so excited that I fumbled this intro so many times. Here we are. I can't wait to get excited. I can't wait to fucking hear this. So here we go. I'm sorry. I'm too excited right now. Let's get to it. I said it in the beginning about your Wiffle career a little bit. Your accomplishments. You got some accolades. Way more than I have. I've only got a couple in one league. Outside of that, I got nothing. You've got a lot more than I have.
These are all brand new accolades, too, and we're just trying to add hardware each time we go out.
But, like you said, brand new. It just started. Tell us about your Wiffle career. What made you want to start? When did it start for you, Lance?
Yeah, you know, my whole life growing up, we just played backyard barbecues, get a little buzz. You go right into a parking lot at night, just, you know, throw up some tape on the wall and you're playing at night, you know, under the lights and stuff. Just anywhere you go, you bring the bat and the ball and you could challenge. You know how many people we've challenged too? It's like, I bet you would strike you out and strike them out, you know?
That is an awesome way how to start playing
with. All in New York, never thought anything else past doing that because it's a plastic bat and a ball.
Yeah, true, exactly. And now look where it's gotten you.
Oh, just some of the most, that's what I revolve around life now is just wiffle ball. It's something I like to do. Something I love to do, actually.
No, I see that every time we're playing. I can see that. I think that's why we get along very well together, too, out there. But, yeah, we've touched on it a little bit, but where have you all played, Lance? What parts have you all played? All over the country.
It was New York the whole life. Came here to Texas. Always saw Tim's advertising and everything in his league. But I'm like, I ain't gonna go 3 hours to play wiffle ball. That's what I would say, you know. And then I live in Dallas, and then this pandemic crap happened, and I'm like, I'll go anywhere to play wiffle ball.
Feel that.
And then the first one I was hooked because we won it. So, I mean, what a way to get introduced. And the second one we won. So, I mean, like, I'm hooked on this forever. I haven't won one since, but that's what brings me back.
I know, dude. How many times have we finished second together? Twice?
Yeah, we're knocking on the door each time.
Oh, yeah, we're right there. But I wasn't a part of it. I didn't link up with you until after you won your two. When you were playing with the Wise Guys with Ben, right?
Yeah, but we met that day anyway, so right from day one, we were introduced.
That was just a free agent team, wasn't it? Just didn't Ben's, like, dissolve, and he was him and somebody.
Put together. Old Tim put that together.
They played under the Wise Guys, and Ben got y'all. Didn't y'all get jerseys? Did Ben get y'all jerseys, or just say wear red?
I was in New York, and we were all talking about another tournament together. I said if he got the same team back, I would come back to play, and he got the same team back. And that's when we went back-to-back, baby.
Yeah, dude, that was crazy. Medium pitch state champions, skinny bat state champions 2020. Yes, 2020. Because we didn't win it with Burt's bats. we sucked that year.
Knocking on the door.
Yeah, true. All right, let's shift gears. We've talked about Texas wiffle ball. We've talked about what you've done, where you've played, where you're playing. You're playing the Cedar Park tournaments for the most part. You're also playing the New Braunfels League a little bit, like you mentioned, with all your accolades and where you're playing. Let's shift gears. Let's go to New York. Are you planning on going back again this year? And are you planning on going back and playing with that same team? Or how does that league work, I guess?
So in the way they do things in the summertime, it's all tournaments. You just bring tournament teams to it. And each tournament, you're trying to qualify for that main one that they do over there, that World Series. And then the fall is when they mix it up and they do a draft, which is the whole thing is phenomenal over there. The New York League, Golden Sig, Tim's League over here, everything is like world class, I call it, for wiffle ball.
I feel that. That's two different styles of formats right there, though. Formats.
Here in Texas, you got that one pitch strike and you're done. You know, you could get lulled to sleep at 3-0 and then just get blown away if you're not swinging. And in New York, it's like a complete game over there. You know, it's like real baseball over there. They just like grind on you. You know, you got a 0-1 count to start off and you got to get two strikes on them. So, and each time you feel that, you got to make that throw home. Double plays, all that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's more of the United Wiffle Golden Stick rules. Golden Stick, obviously, brought it on first. United Wiffle has also adopted some of those rules, and Tim Dean's rules are also in United Wiffle. But in Cedar Park, yeah, like you said, cut looking. That's a big one. Isn't it?
I'd also like to see how some New Yorkers could deal with that. Oh, you know what I mean? That's a huge part of the game to take away, is when you got to be ready for. You can't just look. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And how many times that pitch broke right at the plate in wiffle ball and hit the corner? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that they're going to be taking that over there. So that's a nasty. You're done.
Exactly. Welcome to Texas right there, baby. Welcome to Texas.
Which is a great rule as well. I love that. Keeps it going.
Oh, fast pitch, I'll tell you. You know me, I'm a big fast pitch guy, especially here in Texas. That's my favorite thing of fast pitch, because, like you said, you can lull them to sleep 2-0, 3-0, or miss and have them take, and then just come back and go, I mean, I just got to make one pitch. That's all I got to do. Just always had that mindset in the back of your head on the mound going, I just got to make one pitch, dude. Like, that's it. He's got contact. I just got to make the one pitch.
That's a huge thing, because if you're not, if you're not ready for it, it gets you. Or you're just gonna have a little cheesy out if you're not ready as well.
Exactly. It's a fun one to do as a pitcher. I love getting the caught looking one. Hitting, I'm like, oh. But it seems like this, at least for us, what I've seen, Lance, you tell me, whenever we get somebody caught looking that inning, unless we like get multiple ones, but if we get one, it feels like the next inning, somehow we always get caught looking back when we're batting. You know what I mean? Have you noticed that?
Big pitches all the way around in these tourneys. That's what's amazing about it. And you never know who's going to rise up. We saw the kids win that as well.
Yeah,
and
true.
You two hit a home run over 90 miles an hour. You know what I mean? The pitch was over 90.
That's so true.
A lot of crazy things you could see in this game. In the New York League, where I came runner-up, we had the number one pick in the draft. I'll give that the shout-out to Styles. And the guy who runs it over there, Mr. Food, you know what I mean? We got the most athletic dude, and then the guy who's just, you know, he's known for eating, you know, he beat us. You never know. Anybody could fucking rise up.
It's wiffle ball. That's the great thing about it. All right. Well, do you have any other plans this year or hopes to go to a tournament? Where are you hoping to go, or do you have any other plans to play in other states?
Well, in Texas? We doing this thing here in Texas because it's tournament season now, and we got me and Skylar Burt, the Ghost Champions. We got old Ben, and we're trying to get Ben from the Wise Guys to come back in and play as well.
I can't forget about Mike. There. Can't forget about Mike.
Nah, yeah. Caputo hitting bombs, man.
That's a sound. I mean, I'm not saying watch out, but that's a sound team right there on a good day.
Never out of it.
Yeah. But it's wiffle ball, baby. It's anybody's game in medium pitch out there. That's the fun thing about it.
Anybody can win that. It's awesome. So I have plans with you with the fast pitch, Thorny. Let's go.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be. No, you know I love fast pitch, so I'm excited for that one.
And you were saying that is your favorite style. Mine is the full game, complete game of the Golden Stick. I really do enjoy that the best. So like that is the most humbling experiences over there. So those guys ball out, man. They really do. They take that so seriously.
You like the skinny bats with it too?
Yeah, but you know you could like deck them. Everybody has a good bat. You know they're good to swing. You make contact, that thing flies.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, skinny bat and big barrel are two different. There's two different games, too.
Two totally different games.
I mean, we saw that this last year when I mean, you weren't there, but when we played, we were like, okay, we don't play a lot of skinny bat right now.
But whatever the rules is, as long as wiffle ball's going down, I'm playing. That's the way that's going.
Yeah, I feel that. All right, well, let's two more questions. We're out of here. We might have dragged this out a little bit. I don't know, but we'll see. It's a Friday. Enjoy this on your commute, guys. This guy right here, though, before we get out of here, let me tell you this. This guy right here, if you're in New York, the Golden Stick League, you got to meet him, first off. Great guy. Hilarious. Brings the party with him to wiffle ball for sure. And if you're in Texas and you haven't came out and you haven't met, or if you're planning on coming to Texas and you haven't met Lance, one, if you come to a fast pitch tournament, that's where we really ball out. We get the grill going. You've heard me talk about it on Sipping Coffee with Bird or other fast pitch with other guys. No, this is the man that brings the grill, that brings the hot dogs. He brings the beer. We all throw in for it, but here he comes with the coolers full of all of it every time, like he said, from Dallas. And we're always just having a great time. And if you come to a medium pitch tournament, it's even more fun because we're out there chilling with everybody, relaxed, drinking, having fun too, because that's all medium pitch is always a fun time. So if you haven't met Lance and you're playing in Golden Stick, you're playing down here in Texas, or if Lance just shows up to your tournament, you're like, who is this guy? I'm telling you, he's my man right there. And if I could play with him wherever he went, me and him would team up no matter where it happened. But my schedule is a lot more hectic right now than his is for wiffle ball. So he, in my opinion, Tom, I'm not saying this because I know you're going to travel a lot this year, but Lance could be the new Iron Man. He's definitely going to give Tom a run for his money this year with the travel and the amount that he's going to play in different locations all across the country. I know Ben is hollering at us to get out to Vegas. Let's get out there, or let's go out to Cali and play. So who knows? Lance could be on the West Coast this year playing too. Because like you said, if there's wiffle ball and he can make it and he can play, he's going to try to be there. So
in this miserable, miserable existence, I found something that just, you know, makes me feel so beautiful.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. Well, before last two questions here. Where's your favorite place to play, Lance? You said your favorite style is New York. Is that also your favorite place to play, just up there in New York because of the whole atmosphere, wiffle ball, all that? Or is there somewhere else?
No, I'm always split between places because the personalities, everything's over there. But over here, we have the most beautiful, beautiful fields. Nothing compares to the way Texas does that. They take their sports to another level here. Just, oh. I'm always amazed with that. It doesn't matter what sport, it's just amazing.
Dude, I'll tell you what. The Brushy Creek, beautiful sports complex, beautiful fields we play at for the medium pitch. Milburn, in my opinion, is one of the most beautiful wiffle ball fields that is ran, especially by a city. Because think about this. How many cities really keep up with their parks and rec that well? Or I'm not saying they don't. There could be ones I just don't know. But, you know, I see firsthand what Tim Dean's done in Cedar Park and what Tim Dean does. How many times have we gone out to Cedar Park and there's dead grass on the field?
Everything's pristine. I always send the photos back to those New Yorkers, and they are always blown away that there is legit fenced in, you know, wiffle ball courts to play on. So, yeah, that's what I'm always amazed at. Nothing compares. You know, they do it right here.
Oh, yeah, and they're always fresh painted lines. Before a tournament, especially, I've been out there for a league. You could tell me more, but before a tournament, fresh cut grass, especially, too. That week, that grass was cut.
Yeah, it gives you that ball player feel again. You smell it. It's the smell. It's the whole atmosphere. The feel. And wiffle ball just keeps growing that, you know, all these guys play together. That guy on my team in New York played with the kids that won that tournament. You know, they were together in Pennsylvania. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, hey, remember.
We're all united. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, I think we played two kids' teams that may have gone to. I know one did for sure that we played against, maybe two.
Well, Way Too Beautiful did that. You know, Nip Man was with him. One of the sons played that we came into segment. Martinez, yeah. You know, I was on Bumpy's team over there in New York. So father-son duo winning the chips.
Right. All right, well, last question here before we get out of here. What are the goals for you, Lance, this wiffle ball season? I know you're traveling all over, so what are the goals?
Man, I'm a champ quickly in this whole thing, and I've been trying to be that triple champ. That has to get done. A lot more fun and laughing has to get done. The grill got to get lit back up on these fields, because and I know you said come say hi to me in New York. We make ourselves known in New York because we always have the grill there. They don't care, so they always see where the smoke's at. And more than the grill with that. Which is it's good over there. Different state laws over there.
I feel you. So, winning championships, getting back to that third championship for sure.
And hopefully, more laughs with you, my teammate over here, man. Let's go.
Yeah, bro. I'm hoping to get a chance. I got so many second. I got 2 second place. It's not so many, but I got 2 second places on the wall upstairs, and I'm trying to put a first place on there. And it's gonna happen, I think, this year with you. Hopefully with the Ghost Champs at some tournament. Who knows? It could be a fast pitch tournament with Birch Bats potentially. I'm going to say it right now. I'm trying to get Tom Gannon back to Texas with Birch Bats. Me, Lance, Tom, hopefully Rick Sperling, and potentially Hunter Dodd or Jordan Setterlin playing at the fast pitch state championship, which. Potentially, in my opinion, Rick missed last year, was going to be a big factor into our team as well. But who knows? We could see a new champion in Texas, I think, this year, maybe in fast pitch, if it all comes together.
Anybody can do it, bro. Let's do this.
And, of course, it's me and you always together in Texas on any of those teams that we talk about. So, before we get out of here, Lance, you got anything to plug for the people?
Man, if things go to plan this year, you're going to be seeing things from me outside the scope of Wiffle Ball, and that is the plug right now. I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself, but
all right.
Stay alive, man, because let's keep playing all year long in different places and stop this peasantry that we we reside in.
Fair enough. We'll leave it at that, bro. All right, well, tune in Monday for the Cook Bros. I don't know if it's going to be Tim and Paul, Tim or Paul or guest host. I have no idea. It's going to be a surprise to me, too. So tune in. Enjoy. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode as well. We didn't ramble on too much for y'all. For my man, Lance Bond.
Thanks for the invite.
Yes, sir. Watch out for the Ghost Champs and Burst Bass potentially this year in both state fast pitch tournaments in Texas. And like always, grab a bat, find a ball, and keep whiffing, America. Boom!